Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil. Hello.
Hello, Neil. Today we're talking about evolution. Now, the man most people think of when talking about evolution is, of course, Charles Darwin. He was a bit of a genius, wasn't he?
He was. Evolution means the way living things change and develop over millions of years. And a genius has great and unusual skills or abilities in a particular subject or area. Well, Charles Darwin was a clever man, but I happen to know that another man actually came up with the same idea, but many years before he did.
Oh, so how do you know about that then, Clever Clogs? That's someone who thinks they know everything. What was his name?
Well, his name was Patrick Matthew.
Okay, well, we're going to learn more about him on today's programme. But first, can you answer this, Neil? What was Patrick Matthew's job? Was he a politician, B, a church minister, or C, a horticulturalist?
Well, I don't know, so I'll go for the profession that sounds most interesting, a horticulturalist. So I'll choose that one. That's a person who studies plants.
OK, we'll find out later whether you're right or wrong. But let's listen now to Dr. Mike Wheel talking about Patrick Matthew. Can you hear the word he uses to mean change-making?
He published a brief outline of the idea of species being able to change into other species through natural selection, this great transformative idea that unites us all in a single tree of life. And he did that 27 years before Darwin and Alfred Russel Wallace did so. And they recognised that he did so, but other people since then have simplified the story and tended to concentrate just on Darwin.
So, Matthew believed that evolution happened by natural selection, and natural selection describes the way that plants and animals adapt to their environment, because some individuals survive and reproduce, and others don't.
And adapt means the way our bodies or our behaviour change to suit new conditions.
And what does Dr. Mike Wheel mean by a single tree of life?
Well, the basic idea behind evolution is that all the different species or types of living thing have evolved from the same simple life form. Just like a family tree describes how the members of your family are related to each other, so the tree of life describes how all living things are related.
So if this was a transformative or change-making idea, why don't more of us know about Patrick Matthew?
A good question, Neil. We heard in the clip that Darwin acknowledged or accepted Matthew's claim to the idea, but it seems to be down to us, the general public, wanting to simplify things.
Well, I like to keep things simple, Rob.
You don't have to tell me that, Neil. But let's hear more on why Matthew might have been passed over or ignored by some. Here's Dr. Patricia Farrer, senior tutor at Clare College, Cambridge. She tells us why Darwin was so successful. And listen out for the word she uses to mean close friends and supporters.
He brought his allies on board, and although he was publishing from his stronghold down in Kent, he had the most famous, most prominent, eminent members of the scientific society in Victorian times who were pushing on his behalf. Having a scientific theory being accepted is not just a matter of whether the theory's right.
The word she used was allies. What are they, Neil?
Allies are people who help or support us in something. Having someone on board also means to have someone support for an idea or project. And Darwin's allies weren't just mates from down the pub, were they?
No, they weren't. They were famous, prominent and eminent scientists. Prominent means important and well-known, and eminent means important and respected.
Ah, yes. So you could say that I'm an eminent radio presenter, Rob.
Well, I could, Neil, but...
Okay. Moving on. These eminent scientists were pushing on Darwin's behalf. In other words, they were taking strong action to promote his theory of evolution.
And it's possible that Patrick Matthew did not enjoy the same level of support.
That could be true. So, do you remember the quiz question from the beginning of the show, Rob?
Indeed I do. I asked, what was Patrick Matthew's job? Was he a politician, B, a church minister, or C, a horticulturalist?
And I said C, horticulturalist.
Yes, and that was the right answer. So well done, Neil. Just to remind you, a horticulturalist is a person whose job is to study and grow plants such as flowers, fruit and vegetables. But Matthew was interested in trees too. In fact, his ideas about evolution appeared in an appendix, or section giving extra information, at the end of a 200-page book about wood.
So maybe that's why we know Darwin's name, but not Matthew's. It doesn't seem fair.
Oh, well, life's not fair, Neil. You should know that by now.
I should.
So why don't we hear the words we learned today?
OK, here we go. Evolution. Genius. Clever clogs. Natural selection. Adapt. Species. Transformative. Passed over. Allies. On board. Prominent. Eminent. Horticulturalist. Appendix.
Thank you, Neil. Well, that's the end of today's 6 Minute English. There are plenty more to listen to at bbclearningenglish.com. Please join us again soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. 6 Minute English from the BBC.